The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Chapter 8. The Churning of the Milk Ocean. This chapter describes how the Goddess of Fortune appeared during the churning of the ocean of milk and how she accepted Lord Vishnu as her husband. As described later in the chapter, when Dhanvantari appeared with a pot of nectar, the demons immediately snatched it from him, but Lord Vishnu appeared as the incarnation Mohini, the most beautiful woman in the world, just to captivate the demons and save the nectar for the demigods. After Lord Shiva drank all the poison, both the demigods and demons took courage and resumed their activities of churning. Because of this churning, first, Asura cow was produced. Great saintly persons accepted this cow to derive clarified butter from its milk and offer this clarified butter in oblations for great sacrifices. Thereafter, a horse named Uchaishrava was generated. This horse was taken by Bali Maharaj. Then there appeared Airavata and other elephants who could go anywhere in any direction, and she elephants also appeared. The gem known as Kashtuba was also generated, and Lord Vishnu took that gem and placed it on his chest. Thereafter, a Parijat flower and the Apsaras, the most beautiful women in the universe, were generated. Then, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, appeared. The demigods, great sages, Gandharvas, and others offered her their respectful worship. The goddess of fortune could not find anyone to accept as her husband. At last, she selected Lord Vishnu to be her master. Lord Vishnu gave her a place to stay everlastingly at his chest. Because of this combination of Lakshmi and Narayan, all who were present, including the demigods and people in general, were very pleased. The demons, however, being neglected by the goddess of fortune, were very depressed. Then Varuna, Varuni, the goddess of drinking, was generated, and by the order of Lord Vishnu, the demons accepted her. Then the demons and demigods with renewed energy began to churn again. This time, a partial incarnation of Lord Vishnu, called Dhanvantari, appeared. He was very beautiful, and he carried a jug containing nectar. The demons immediately snatched the jug from Dhanvantari's hand and began to run away, and the demigods, being very morose, took shelter of Vishnu. After the demons snatched the jug from Dhanvantari, they began to fight among themselves. Lord Vishnu solaced the demigods, who therefore did not fight but remained silent. While the fighting was going on among the demons, the Lord himself appeared as the incarnation Mohini, the most beautiful woman in the universe. Text 1. Sri Sukha Vacha. Pite gare visankena, pritas te maradhanava, manutus tarasha sindum, havirdani, tatoabhavet. Synonyms. Sri Shukavacha. Sri Shukadev Goswami said, Pite, that was drunk, gare, when the poison, visankena, by Lord Shiva, who sits on a bull, prita, being pleased, te, all of them, amara, the demigods, Dhanava and the demons, Mamunta, again began to churn Tarasa with great force, Sintum, the ocean of milk, Havirdani, the Surabhi cow, who is the source of clarified butter, Tata, from that churning, Abhavat, was generated. Translation. Sri Shukadev Goswami continued, upon Lord Shiva's drinking the poison, both the demigods and the demons, being very pleased, began to churn the ocean with renewed vigor. As a result of this, there appeared a cow known as Surabhi. Purport. The Surabhi cow is described as Harvardhani, the source of butter. Butter, when clarified by melting, produces ghee, or clarified butter, which is inevitably necessary for performing great ritualistic sacrifices. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.5, Yajna Dana Tapa Karma Na Tyajyam Karyam Evatat. Sacrifice, charity, and austerity are essential to keep human society perfect in peace and prosperity. Yajna, the performance of sacrifice, is essential. To perform yajna, clarified butter is absolutely necessary, and to get clarified butter, milk is necessary. Milk is produced when there are sufficient cows. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 18:44, cow protection is recommended. Kshri go rakshya vani jam vaisha karma sambhavajam. Text 2. Tam agnihotrim yrashayo jagro brahma vadina yajna sadeva yajna yanasya mediaya havise nirpa. Synonyms. Tam, that cow. Agnihotram, absolutely necessary for production of milk, yogurt, and ghee, to offer as oblations in the fire. Rishaya, sages who perform such sacrifices. Jagrihu, took in charge. Brahma Vadina, because such sages know the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Yajnasa, of sacrifice. Deva Yajnasa, which fulfills the desire to be elevated to the higher planetary systems and to Brahmaloka. Mediaya, fit for offering oblations. Havise, for the sake of pure clarified butter. Nripa, O King. Translation. O King Prichit, great sages who were completely aware of the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies took charge of that surabhi cow, which produced all the yogurt, milk, and ghee absolutely necessary for offering oblations into the fire. They did this just for the sake of pure ghee, and they wanted which they wanted for the performance of sacrifices to elevate themselves to the higher planetary systems up to Brahmaloka. Purport. Surabhi cows are generally found in the Vaikuntha planets, as described in Brahma Samhita. Lord Krishna on his planet, Goloka Vrindavan, engages in tending the Surabhi cows. Surabhi Aripaliyantam. These cows are the Lord's pet animals. From the Surabhi cows, one can get as much milk as one needs, and one may milk these cows as many times as he desires. In other words, as the Surabhi cow can yield milk unlimitedly. Milk is necessary for the performance of yajna. Sages know how to use milk to elevate human society to the perfection of life. Since cow protection is recommended everywhere in the Shastras, the Brahmanavadis took charge of the Surabhi cows, in which the demons were not very interested. Text 3. Tata Uchai Shrava Nama Hayo Bhuch Chandra Pundara Tasmin Bali Spriham Chakre Nindra Ishvara Shiksaya. Synonyms. Tata, thereafter, Uchai Shrava Nama. By the name Uchaisrava, Haya, a horse, Abut was generated. Chandra Pundura, being as white as the moon, Tasmin unto it, Bali, Maharaj Bali, Spriham Chakra, desired to possess, not Indra, the king of the demigods, Ishvara Shiksaya, by the previous advice of the Lord. Translation. Thereafter, a horse named Uchaisrava, which was as white as the moon, was generated. Bali Maharaj desired to possess this horse, and Indra, the king of heaven, did not protest, for he had previously been so advised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 4. Tata Arevato Nama Varinendro Vinirgata Dantais Chaturbi Sveta Deer Haran Bhagavato Mahim. Synonyms. Tata, thereafter, Aravatanam, of the name Aravata. Varana Indra, the king of the elephants, Vinirgata, was generated. Dantai, with its tusks, Chaturbi, four, Smeta, white. Ade, of the mountains, Haran, defying Bhagavata of Lord Shiva, Mahim, the glories. Translation. As the next result of the current churning, the king of elephants named Aravata was generated. This elephant was white, and with its four tusks, it defied the glories of Kailash Mountain. the glorious abode of Lord Shiva. Text 5. Arvana Dayas tu ashto dig gaja abhavamstata abramu prabhritayo sto cha karinyas tvabhavan nripa. Synonyms. Aravana Adaya, headed by Aravana. 2. But Asto, 8. Dig Gudra, elephants that could go in any direction. Abhavan were generated Tata thereafter. Abrama Prapritaya, headed by the she elephant named Abramu. Asto, 8. Cha also. Karina, female elephants. 2. Indeed, Abhavan also generated Nripo, O king. Translation. Thereafter, O king, 8 great elephants, which could go in any direction, were generated. They were headed by Aravana. 8 she elephants headed by Abramu were also generated. Purport. The names of the 8 elephants were Aravana, Pundrika, Vamana, Kumuda, Anjana, Puspadanta, Sarvabhauma, and Supratika. Text 6. Kostubakyan Adbhutratna Tatnan Padmarago Mahodadi Tasmin Mano Spriham Chakre Vaksho Lang Karane Hari Tato Bhavat Parijata Sura Loko Vibhushanam Purayati Artino Yo Ritai Shashvad Buri Arbuvi Tata Bhavan. Synonyms. Kashtuba Akyam, known as Kashtuba, Abhut was generated. Ratnam, a valuable gem. Padmagara, another gem named Padmagara. Padmaraga. Maha Adeda, from that great ocean of milk, Tasmin, that Mano jewel, Spriyam Chakra, desire to possess, Vaksha Alankarane, to decorate his chest, Hari, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tata, thereafter, Abhavat was generated, Parijata, the celestial flower named Parijata, Suraloka Vibhushanam, which decorates the heavenly planets, Puriyati, fulfills, Artina, giving persons desiring material wealth, Ya, that which, Artai, by what is desired, Sashvat, always, Bhuvi, on this planet, Yata, as Bhavan, your lordship, Maharaj Parikshit. Translation. Generated thereafter from the great ocean were the celebrated gems Kashtuba Mani and Padmaraga Mani. Lord Vishnu, to decorate his chest, put desire to possess them. Generated next was the Parijata flower, which decorates the celestial planets. O king, as you fulfill the desires of everyone on this planet by fulfilling all ambitions, the Parijata fulfills the desires of everyone. Text 7. Tatas chapsaraso jata shiniksha kantya suvasasa ramanya Shvagrinam Valgu Gativ Lila Valokanai. Synonyms. Tata thereafter, cha also, Apsarasa, the residents of Apsara Loka. Jata were generated, Nikshakantya, decorated with golden necklaces, Suvasasa, dressed with fine clothing, Ramanya, extremely beautiful and attractive, Shvagrinam, of the inhabitants of the heavenly planets, Valgugati Lila Avalokanai, moving very softly, they attract everyone's heart. Translation. Next there appeared the Apsaras, who were used as prostitutes on the heavenly planets. They were fully decorated with golden ornaments and lockets, and were dressed in fine and attractive clothing. The Apsaras moved very slowly, in an attractive style that bewilders the inhabitants of the heavenly planets. Text 8. Tatas chir vira bhut sakshach tri rama bhagavat para ranjayanti disha kantya vidyut samo mani dita, synonyms, tata thereafter cha, and avirabhut, manifested sakshat directly, Shri, the goddess of fortune, Rama, known as Rama. Bhagavat para, absolutely inclined to be possessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ranjayanti, illuminating Disha all directions. Kantya, by her lust, by luster. Vidyut, lightning. Sodamani yata as. Translation. Then there appeared the goddess of fortune, Rama, who was absolutely dedicated to being enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She appeared like electricity, surpassing the lightning that might illuminate a marble mountain. Purport. Shri means opulence. Krishna is the owner of all opulences. Bhoktaram yavaktapasam sarvalokamaheshram suridam sarvabhutanam yatvamam shantam richati. This peace formula for the world is given in Bhagavad Gita 5:29. When people know that the Supreme Lord Krishna is the Supreme Enjoyer, the Supreme Proprietor, and the most intimate, well-wishing friend of all living entities, peace and prosperity will ensue all over the world. Unfortunately, the conditioned souls, being placed into illusion by the external energy of the Lord, want to fight with one another, and therefore peace is disturbed. The first prerequisite for peace is that all the wealth presented by Shri, the Goddess of Fortune, is to be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone should give up his false proprietorship over worldly possessions and offer everything to Krishna. This is the teaching of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Text 9. Tasyam chakru spriham sarve shasura sura manava ropodarya vayo varna mahimakshipta chetasa. Synonyms. Tasyam, unto her, chakshru, did Sriham desire sarve everyone. Sasura asura manava, the demigods, the demons, and the human beings. Rupa audarya, by the exquisite beauty and bodily features. Vayu, youth. Varna, complexion. Mahima, glories. Akshipta, agitated. Chetasa, their minds. Translation. Because of her exquisite beauty, her bodily features, her youth, her complexion, and her glories, everyone, including the demons, the demigods, and the human beings, desired her. They were attracted because she is the source of all opulences. Purport. Who in this world does not want to possess wealth, beauty, and the social respectability that come from these opulences? People generally desire material enjoyment, material opulence, and the association of aristocratic family members. Bhogaishwarya Prashaktanam. Material enjoyment entails money, beauty, and the reputation they bring, which can all be achieved by the mercy of the Goddess of Fortune. The Goddess of Fortune, however, never remains alone. As indicated in the previous verse by the word Bhagavat Para, she is the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is enjoyable only by Him. If one wants the favor of the Goddess of Fortune, Mother Lakshmi, because she is by nature Bhagavat Para, one must keep her with Narayan. The devotees who always engage in the service of Narayan, Narayana Parayana, can easily achieve the favor of the Goddess of Fortune without a doubt, but materialists who try to get the favor of the Goddess of Fortune only to possess her for personal enjoyment are frustrated. Theirs is not a good policy. The celebrated demon Ravana, for example, wanted to deprive Ramchandra of Lakshmi, Sita, and thus be victorious, but the result was just the opposite. Sita, of course, was taken by force by Lord Ramchandra, and Ravana and his entire material empire were vanquished. The Goddess of Fortune is desirable for everyone, including human beings, but one should understand that the Goddess of Fortune is the exclusive property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One cannot achieve the mercy of the Goddess of Fortune unless one prays both to her and to the Supreme Enjoyer, the Personality of Godhead. Text 10. Tasya asanam aninye mahendra mahad adbhutan murti matya sarich chestya hema kombar jalam shruji. Synonyms. tasya for her asanam, a sitting place. Aninye brought Mahendra, the king of heaven, Indra, Mahat, glorious, Adbhutam, wonderful, Murti Matya, accepting forms, Surit Shrestha, the best of various sacred waters, Hema, golden, Kumbai, with water pots, Jalam, water, Suchi, pure. Translation. The king of heaven, Indra, brought a suitable sitting place for the goddess of fortune. All the rivers of sacred water, such as the Ganges and Yamuna, personified themselves, and each of them brought pure water in golden water pots for Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Text 11. Abhisachenika Bumir Arhat Salahlosa Di Gava Pancha Pavitrani Vasanto Madhu Madhavo. Synonyms. Abhisachenikai. Paraphernalia required for installing the deity, Bhumi, land, Arahat, collected, Sakala, all kinds of, Asodi, drugs and herbs, Gava, the cows, Pancha, the five different varieties of products from the cow, namely milk, yogurt, clarified butter, cow dung, and cow urine, Pavitrani, uncontaminated, Vasanta, personified springtime, Madhu Madhavo, flowers and fruits produced during spring or in the months of Chaitra and Vaishakha. Translation. The land became a person and collected all the drugs and herbs needed for installing the deity. The cows delivered the five products, namely milk, yogurt, ghee, urine, and cow dung, and spring personified collected everything produced in spring during the months of Chaitra and Vaishakha, April and May. Purport. Panchagavya, the five products received from the cow, namely milk, yogurt, ghee, cow dung, and cow urine, are required in all ritualistic ceremonies performed according to the Vedic directions. Cow urine and cow dung are uncontaminated, and since even the urine and dung of the cow are important, we can just imagine how important this animal is for human civilization. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly advocates Gorakshya, protection of cows. Civilized men who follow the system of Varnashram, especially those of the Vaishya class who engage in agricultural and trade, must give protection to the cows. Unfortunately, because people in Kali Yuga are Munda, all bad, and Sumunda Mataya, misled by false conceptions of life, they are killing cows in the thousands. Therefore, they are unfortunate in spiritual consciousness, and nature disturbs them in so many ways, especially through incurable diseases like cancer and through frequent wars among nations. As long as human society continues to allow cows to be regularly killed in slaughterhouses, there cannot be any question of peace and prosperity. Text 12. Rishya kalpayam chakrur abhishekam yatavidi jagur badrani gandharva natyas cha nanritur jaga. Synonyms. Rishya, the great sages, kalpayam chakru, executed abhishekam, the abhishek ceremony which is required during the installation of the deity, yatavidi, as directed by in the authorized scriptures, jagu, chanted Vedic mantras, Badrani, all good fortune, Gandharva, the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Natya, the women who were professional dancers, Cha also, Nanritu, all very nicely dressed on the occasion, Jagu, and sang authorized songs prescribed in the Vedas. Translation. The great sages performed the bathing ceremony of the goddess of fortune. As directed in the authorized scriptures, the Gandharvas chanted all auspicious Vedic mantras, and the professional women dancers very nicely danced and sang authorized songs prescribed in the Vedas. Text 13. Megha Mridanga Panava Murajanaka Gomukam Vyana Dayan Sankavenu Vinas Tamula Nisvanan. Synonyms. Megha, personified clouds, Mridanga, drums, Panava, kettle drums, Muraja, another kind of drum, Anaka, another type of drum, Gomukan, type of bugle, Vyanadayan, vibrated, Sankha, conch shells, Venu, flutes, Vina, stringed instruments, Tamula, tumultuous, Nishvanan vibration. Translation. The clouds in personified form beat various types of drums known as mridangas, panavas, marakas, or mirajas, and anakas. They also blew conch shells and bugles known as gumukas and played flutes and stringed instruments. The combined sound of these instruments was tumultuous. Text 14. Tato besichi chur devim shriyam padma charam satim Dighiba purna kalasai shukta vakyar duvertritai. Synonyms. Tata thereafter abhisishichu poured all auspicious water on the body. Devim, the goddess of fortune, Shriyam, very beautiful. Padmakaram, with a lotus in her hand. Satim, she who is most chaste, not knowing anyone but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Digiba, the great elephants, Purna Kalashai, being by completely full water jugs, Suta, Vakyai, with Vedic mantras, Dvija, by brahmanas, Iditai, chanted. Translation. Thereafter, the great elephants from all the directions carried big water jugs full of Ganges water and bathed the goddess of fortune to the accompaniment of Vedic mantras chanted by learned brahmanas. While thus being bathed, the goddess of fortune maintained her original style with a lotus flower in her hand, and she appeared very beautiful. The goddess of fortune is the most chaste, for she does not know anyone but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is described in this verse as Shriyam, which means that she has six opulences: wealth, strength, influence, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. These opulences are received from the goddess of fortune. Lakshmi is addressed here as Devi, the goddess, because in Vaikuntha she supplies all opulences to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees, who in this way enjoyed natural life in the Vaikuntha planets. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with his consort, the goddess of fortune, who carries a lotus flower in her hand. Mother Lakshmi is described in this verse as Sati, the supremely chaste, because she never diverts her attention from the Supreme Personality of Godhead to anyone else. Text 15. Samudra Pita Kosheya Vishashi Samut Pararat Varuna Shajram Vajyantim Madhuna Mata Satpadam. Synonyms. Samudra, the ocean, Pita Kosheya, yellow silk, Vashashi, both the upper and lower portions of a garment. Samuparat presented Varuna, the predominating deity of the water, Shrajam, garland, Vajyantim, the most decorated and the biggest, Madhuna, with honey, Mata, drunken, Satpadam, bumblebees, which have six legs. Translation. The ocean, which is the source of all valuable jewels, supplied the upper and lower portions of a yellow silken garment. The predominating deity of the water, Varuna, presented flower garlands surrounded by six-legged bumblebees drunken with honey. Purport. One, bathing the deity in the Abhishek ceremony with various liquids, such as milk, honey, yogurt, ghee, cow dung, and cow urine, it is customary to supply yellow garments. In this way, the Abhishek ceremony for the goddess of fortune was performed according to the regular Vedic principles. Text 16. Bhushanani vichintrani vishvakarma prajapati haram saraswati padmam ajo nagas chakundale. Synonyms. Bhushanani, varieties of ornaments, Vichitrani, all very nicely decorated. Vishvakarma Prajapati, Vishvakarma, one of the Prajapatis, the sons of Brahma who generate progeny. Haram, garland or necklace. Saraswati, the goddess of education. Padmam, a lotus flower. Aja, Lord Brahma. Nagacha, the inhabitants of Nagaloka. Kundale, two earrings. Translation. Vishvakarma, one of the Prajapatis, supplied varieties of decorated ornaments. The goddess of learning, Saraswati, supplied a necklace. Lord Brahma supplied a lotus flower, and the inhabitants of Nagaloka supplied earrings. Text 17. Tatakrita svatasyano palashujam nadadirvam parigya panina chachala vaktanam sukapola kundalam savridda hasam dadati shushobanam. Synonyms: tata, thereafter, krita, svatsyayana, being worshipped regularly by all auspicious ritualistic ceremonies. Utpala, shrajam, a garland of lotuses. Nadat, humming. Dvirepam, surrounded by bumblebees. Parigriya, capturing panina by the hand. Chachala went on vaktram, face. Sukapola kundalam, her cheeks decorated with earrings. Savrinda hasam, smiling with shyness. Dadati, expanding. Su sobhanam, her natural beauty. Translation: thereafter, Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, having been properly celebrated with an auspicious ritualistic ceremony, began moving about, holding in her hand a garland of lotus flowers, which were surrounded by humming bumblebees. Smiling with shyness, her cheeks decorated by her earrings, she looked extremely beautiful. Purport: the goddess of fortune, Mother Lakshmiji, accepted the ocean of milk as her father, but she perpetually rests on the bosom of Narayan. She offers benedictions even to Lord Brahma and other living entities in this material world, yet she is transcendental to all material qualities. Although she appeared to have been born from the ocean of milk, she immediately resorted to her eternal place on the bosom of Narayan. Text 18. Stanadvayam chakirkshro dadi saman nirantaram chandana kunkumo shitam tas tato nirpura valgu sinjitair Visharpati Hema Laveta Sababau. Synonyms: Stanadvayam, her two breasts, cha also, Atik Shara Udari, the middle portion of her body being very thin, Saman equally, Nirantaram, constantly, Chandana Kumkum, with sandalwood pulp and Pum Kumkum, a reddish powder, Uksitam, smeared, Tata, Tata, here and there, Nupura, of ankle bells, Valgu, very beautiful, Sinjitai, with the light resounding, Visarpati, walking, Hemalata, a golden creeper, Eva, exactly like Sa, the goddess of fortune, Babau, appeared. Translation: her two breasts, which were symmetrical and nicely situated, were covered with sandalwood pulp and kumkum powder, and her waist was very thin. As she walked here and there, her ankle bells jingling softly, she appeared like a creeper of gold. Text 19. Vilokayanti nirvadyam atmana padam dhruvam chaya bichari sadgunam gandharva siddhasura yaksha charana taipista peyudishu nanai vindata. Synonyms: Vilokayanti, observing, examining, Niravadyam, without any fault, Atmana, for herself, Padam, position, Dhruvam, eternal, Cha, also, Avyabhichari Satgunam, without any change of qualities, Gandharva, among the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Siddha, the inhabitants of Siddha Loka, Asura, the demons, Yaksha, the Yakshas, Charna, the inhabitants of Charna Loka, Tripista Paya Adishu, and among the demigods, Na, not Anvarvindata, could accept any one of them. Translation: while walking among the Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras, Siddhas, Charnas, and denizens of heaven, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, was scrutinizingly examining them, but she could not find anyone naturally endowed with all good qualities. None of them was devoid of faults, and therefore she could not take shelter of any of them. Purport: the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, having been generated from the ocean of milk, was the daughter of the ocean. Thus, she was allowed to select her own husband in a Svayamvar ceremony. She examined every one of the candidates, but she could not find anyone suitable suitably qualified to be her shelter. In other words, Narayan, the natural husband of Lakshmi, cannot be superseded by anyone in this material world. Text 20. Nunam tapo yasya numanyo nirjayo gyanam kvachit taj cha nasanga verjitam kashchin maham stasya nakarma nirjaya sa ishvara kim parato vyapashraya. Synonyms. Nunam, certainly, tapa, austerity, yasya, of someone, na, not, manu, anger, nirjaya, conquered, gyanam, knowledge, kvachit, in some saintly person, tat, that, cha, also, na, not, sangha, varjitam, without the contamination of association, kashchit, someone, mahan, very great, exalted person, tasya, his, na, not, kama, material desires, nirjaya, conquered, sa, such a person, Ishvara, controller, kim, how can he be, parata, of others, vyaparashraya, under the control. Translation, the goddess of fortune, examining the assembly, thought in this way, someone who has undergone great austerity has not yet conquered anger. Someone possesses knowledge, but he has not conquered material desires. Someone is a very great personality, but he cannot conquer lusty desires. Even a great personality depends on something else. How then can he be the supreme controller? Purport. Here is an attempt to find the supreme controller, or Ishvara. Everyone may be accepted as an Ishvara or controller, but still such controllers are controlled by others. For example, one may have undergone severe austerities, but still be under the control of anger. By scrutinizing analysis, we find that everyone is controlled by something else. No one, therefore, can be the true controller but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is supported by the Shastras. Ishvara Parama Krishna, the Supreme Controller, is Krishna. Krishna is never controlled by anyone, for he is the controller of everyone, Sarva Karana Karanam. Text 21. Dharma kvachit natra tatra nabhuta sodridam tyaga kvachit tatra namukti karanam viryam napumso sti ajavega niskritam nahi dvitiyo gunasanga varjita. Synonyms. Dharma, religion, kvachit, one may have full knowledge. Tatra, therein, na, not, bhuta, saridam, friendship with other living entities, tyaga, renunciation, kvachit, one may possess. Tatra, therein, na, not, mukti, karanam, the cause of liberation, viryam, power, na, not, pumsa, of any person, asti, there may be, ajavega, niskritam, no release from the power of time, na, not, or nor, e, indeed, dvitiya, the second one, guna sarga varjita, completely freed from the contamination of the modes of nature. Translation, someone may possess full knowledge of religion, but still not be kind to all living entities. In someone, whether human or demigod, there may be renunciation, but that is not the cause of liberation. Someone may possess great power, yet be unable to check the power of eternal time. Someone else may have renounced attachment to the material world, yet he cannot compare to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, no one is completely freed from the influence of the material modes of nature. Purport. The statement dharma kvachit tatra nabhuta saridam is very important in this verse. We actually see that there are many Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, and religionists of other cults who adhere to their religious principles very nicely, but they are not equal to all living entities. Indeed, although they profess to be very religious, they kill poor animals. Such religion has no meaning. Srimad Bhagavatam 1:28 says, Dharman svanastita pumsam vishrakshena katasya padiyadiyatiratim shrama evahi kevalam. One may be very expert in following the religious principles of his own sect, but if he has no tendency to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his observance of religious principles is simply a waste of time. one must develop a sense of loving Vasudev, Vasudevam Sarameti, Samhatma Sarulava. The sign of a devotee is that he is a friend to everyone, Suridam Sarvabhutanam. A devotee will never allow a poor animal to be killed in the name of religion. This is the difference between a superficially religious person and a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We find that there are many great heroes in history, but they could not escape from the cruel hands of death. Even the greatest hero cannot escape from the ruling power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead when Krishna comes as death. That is described by Krishna himself, Mrityu Sarva Haras Chaham. The Lord, appearing as death, takes away a hero's so-called power. Even Hiranyakashipu could not be saved when Nrisingadeva appeared before him as death. One's material strength is nothing compared to the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kvach chirayor nahi shila mangalam, kvachit tadapi asti navedam ayusa, yatro bayam kuta chasa so pi amangala, sumangala kascha na kangsate himam. Synonyms: kvachit, someone, chira ayu, who has a long duration of life, na, not he, indeed, sila mangalam, good behavior or auspiciousness, kvachit, someone, tat api, although possessing good behavior, asti is, na, not, vedyam ayusa, aware of the duration of life, yatra ubayam, if there are both behavior and auspiciousness, kutra, somewhere, cha, also saw that person, api, although a mangala, a little inauspiciousness in some other detail, su mangala, auspicious in every respect, kascha, someone, not kankshate, desires he indeed, mam, me. Translation: someone may have longevity but not have auspiciousness or good behavior. Someone may have both auspiciousness and good behavior, but the duration of his life is not fixed. Although such demigods as Lord Shiva have eternal life, they have inauspicious habits like living in crematoriums. And even if others are well qualified in all respects, they are not devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Evam vimshri syava bichari sadgunar varam nijai kashrayata gunashrayam vavrevaram sarvagunar apekshiktam rama mukundam nirapeksham ipsitam. Synonyms: evam, in this way, vimrishya, after full deliberation, avyaya bichari satgunai, with extraordinary transcendental qualities, varam, superior, nija eka ashratayataya, because of possessing all good qualities without depending on others, aguna ashrayam, the reservoir of all transcendental qualities, vavare, accepted varam as a bridegroom, sarvagunai, with all transcendental qualities, apekshitam, qualified, rama, the goddess of fortune, mukundam, unto mukunda, nirapeksham, although he did not wait for her, ipsitam, the most desirable. Translation: Shukadev Goswami continued, in this way, after full deliberation, the goddess of fortune accepted Mukunda as her husband because, although he is independent and not in want of her, she possesses all transcendental qualities and mystic powers and is therefore the most desirable. Report: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, is self-sufficient. Since he is fully independent, he is not in want of the support or association of Lakshmi Devi. Nonetheless, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, accepted him as her husband. Text 24. Taisyasma desha usitam nava kanja malam nandamatur vrata varuta giropas gustam tasto nidhaya nikate tadura svadama svarida hasa vikasan nayanena yata. Synonyms: tasya, of him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, amsa deshe, on the shoulders, utsatim, very beautiful, nava nu kanja malam, garland of lotus flowers, madat Madhyat maddened Madhuvrata Varuta of bumblebees gear with the vibrating Upagustam, surrounded by their humming, Tasto remained Nidhaya after placing the garland Nikate nearby Tatura, the bosom of the Lord, Svadhamma, her real resort. Savridahasa, smiling with shyness, Vikasat, glittering, Nayanena, with the eyes, Sayata, so situated. Translation: approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Goddess of Fortune placed upon his shoulders the garland of newly grown lotus flowers, which was surrounded by humming bees searching for honey. Then, expecting to get a place on the bosom of the Lord, she remained standing by his side, her face smiling in shyness. Text 25. Tasya Shriya Stri Jagato Janako Jananya Vaksho Nivasam Akarot Paramam Vibhute Shri Sva Paja Sakurunena Nirikshanena Yatras Daitad Hayata Sadi Patim Strilokan. Synonyms: Tasya, of her, Shriya, the goddess of fortune, Tri Jagata, of the three worlds, Janaka, the father, Jananya, of the mother, Vaksha, bosom, Nivasam, residence, Akarot, maid, Paramam, supreme, Vibhute, of the opulent, Shri, the goddess of fortune, Shwaon, Praja, descendants, Sakrunena, with favorable mercy, Nirikshanena, by glancing over Yatra, wherein Stita, staying, Adhayata, increased, Saadipatin, with the great directors and leaders, Trilokan, the three worlds. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the father of the three worlds, and his bosom is the residence of Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, the proprietor of all opulences. The goddess of fortune, by her favorable and merciful glance, can increase the opulence of the three worlds, along with their inhabitants and their directors, the demigods. Purport: according to the desire of Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, the Supreme Personality of Godhead made his, her bosom, her residence, so that by her glance she could favor anyone, including the demigods and ordinary human beings. In other words, since the goddess of fortune stays on the bosom of Narayan, she naturally sees any devotee who worships Narayan. When the goddess of fortune understands that a devotee is in favor of devotional service to Narayan, she is naturally inclined to bless the devotee with all opulences. The karmis try to receive the favor and mercy of Lakshmi, but because they are not devotees of Narayan, their opulence is flickering. The opulence of devotees who are attached to the service of Narayan is not like the opulence of karmis. The opulence of devotees is as permanent as the opulence of Narayan himself. Text 26. Shankha Turya Mridanganam Vadritanam Patusvana Devanuganam Sastrinam Nrityantam Gayatam Abhut. Synonyms: Shankha, conch shells, Turya bugles, Mangala Mridanganam, and different types of drums, Vaditranam, of the musical instruments, Pritu, very great, Svana, sound, Deva Anuganam, the inhabitants of the upper planets, like the Gandharvas and Charnas, who follow the demigods, Sastrinam, along with their own wives, Nityatam, engaged in dancing, Gayatam, singing, Abhut, became. Translation: the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka and Charna Loka then took the opportunity to play their musical instruments, such as conch shells, bugles, and drums. They began dancing and singing along with their wives. Text 27. Brahma Rudrangiro Mukai Sarve Vishwa Srijo Vibhum Adhire Vitatar Mantrais Talingai Pushpavarsina. Synonyms: Brahma, Lord Brahma, Rudra, Lord Shiva, Angira, the great sage, Angira Muni, Mukya, headed by Sarve, all of them, Vishvasrija, the directors of universal management, Vibhum, the very great personality, and Idire, worshipped, Avitatai, real, Mantrai, by chanting, Tat Lingai, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pushpavarshina, throwing flowers like showers. Translation. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the great sage Angira, and similar directors of universal management showered flowers and chanted mantras indicating the transcendental glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 28. Shriya Valokita Deva Sapraja Pataya Praja Siladi Guna Sampana Libhire Nivritam Param. Synonyms: Shriya, by the goddess of fortune Lakshmi, Avalokita, being seen favorably with mercy, Deva, all the demigods, Sa Prajapataya, with all the Prajapatis, Praja, and their generations. Shila Adi Guna Sampana, all blessed with good behavior and good characteristics, Libhire, achieved, Nivritim, satisfaction, Param, the ultimate. Translation. All the demigods, along with the Prajapatis and their descendants, being blessed by Lakshmi's glance upon them, were immediately enriched with good behavior and transcendental qualities. Thus, they were very much satisfied. Text 29. Nisattva lalupa rajan nirudyoga gata trapa yadacho peksita lakshmya bibhuvar daitya danava. Synonyms: Nisattva, without strength, Lalupa, very greedy, Rajan, O king, Nirudyoga, frustrated, Gatatrapa, shameless, Yada, when, Cha, also, Upakshita, neglected, Lakshmiya, by the goddess of fortune, Babuvu, they became Daityadanava, the demons and Rakshasas. Translation, O king, because of being neglected by the goddess of fortune, the demons and Rakshasas were depressed, bewildered, and frustrated, and thus they became shameless. Text 30. Atasid Varuni Devi Kanya Kama Lalochana Asura Jagri Hustamsvai Harir Anu Matenate. Synonyms. Ata, thereafter, after the appearance of the goddess of fortune, Asit, there was Varuni, Varuni Devi, the demigoddess who controls drunkards, Kanya, as a young girl, Kamala Lochana, lotus-eyed, Asura, the demons, Jagri, who accepted Tam her, Vai, indeed, Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anumatena, by the order, Te, they, the demons. Translation, next appeared Varuni, the lotus-eyed goddess who controls drunkards. With the permission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the demons, headed by Balimraj, took possession of this young girl. Text 31. Atodader Matyamanat Kasyapar Amritatibi Udatstitan Maharaja Purusha Paramadbhuta. Synonyms. Tata, thereafter, Udade, from the ocean of milk, Matyatmanat, while being churned, Kashyapai, by the sons of Kashyapa, namely the demigods and the demons. Amrita Artibi, anxious to get nectar from the churning. Udastistat, there appeared, O Maharaj, O king, Purusha, a male person, Parama, highly, Adbhuta, wonderful. Translation, O king, thereafter, while the sons of Kashyapa, both demons and demigods, were engaged in churning the ocean of milk, a very wonderful male person appeared. Text 32. Durkha Piravara Dordanda Kambugrivo Runo Kshena Shamalas Taruna Shagvi Sarva Barana Bhushita. Synonyms. Durga, long, Pivara, stout and strong, Dodanda, the arms, Kambu, like a conch shell, Griva, the neck, Aruna, Ikshana, reddish eyes, Shamala, blackish complexion, Taruna, very young, Shragvi, wearing a flower garland, Sarva, all, Abharana, with ornaments, Bhushita, decorated. Translation. He was strongly built, his arms were long, stout, and strong. His neck, which was marked with three lines, resembled a conch shell. His eyes were reddish, and his complexion was blackish. He was very young. He was garlanded with flowers, and his entire body was fully decorated with various ornaments. Text 33. Pita Vasa Mahoraksha Sumshrista Mani Kundala Sridha Kunchita Ke Santa Subhaga Sinha Vikrama Amrita Purna Kalasam Bibhrad Valaya Bhushita. Synonyms. Pita Vasa, wearing yellow garments. Maharuksha, Urushka, his chest very broad. Sumusta Mani Kundala, whose earrings were well polished and made of pearls. Snigda, polished. Kunchita Kesha, curling hair, Anta at the end. Subhaga, separated and beautiful. Singha Vikrama, strong like a lion. Amrita, with nectar, Apurna, filled to the top. Kalasam, a jar. Bibrat, moving. Valaya, with bangles. Bhushita, decorated. Translation. He was dressed in yellow garments and wore brightly polished earrings made of pearls. The tips of his hair were anointed with oil, and his chest was very broad. His body had all good features, and he was stout and strong like a lion, and was decorated with bangles. In his hand he carried a jug filled to the top with nectar. Text 34. Savai Bhagavata Shakshad Vishnur Am Samsa Sambhava Danvantari Iti Kyata Ayurveda Dreg Ijabak. Synonyms. Sa, he, vai, indeed, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shakshat, directly, Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu, Amsa Sambhava, an incarnation of the plenary portion of a plenary portion, Danvantari, Danvantari, iti, thus, Kyata, celebrated, Ahud Veda Drik, fully conversant in the medical science, Ijabak, one of the demigods eligible to share the benefits of sacrifice. Translation. This person was Danvantari, a plenary portion of a plenary portion of Lord Vishnu. He was very conversant with the science of medicine, and as one of the demigods, he was permitted to take a share in sacrifices. Purport. Srila Madhvacharya remarks, Tesam Satyat Chalanartam Hari Danvantari Vibhu Samarto Pi Asuranam Tu Swahastad Amut Chat Sudam. Danvantari, who was carrying the jug containing nectar, was a plenary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But although he was very strong, the Asuras were able to take the jug of nectar from his hands. Text 35. Tam Alokya Asura Sarve Kalasham Chambrita Britam Lipsanta Sarva Vastuni Kalasham Tara Sarharam. Synonyms. Tum, him, Alokya, seeing, Asura, the demon, Sarve, all of them, Kalasam, the container of nectar, Cha, also, Amrita, Amritam, filled with nectar, Lipsanta, desiring strongly, Sarva, Vastuni, all objects, Kalasam, the jug, Tarasa, immediately, Aharan, snatched away. Translation. Upon seeing Danvantari carrying the jug of nectar, the demons, desiring the jug and its contents, immediately snatched it away by force. Text 36. Nya mane surais tasmin kalase mritabhajane visana manaso deva harim saranam avyayu. Ayayu. Synonyms. Niyamane, being carried, asurai, by the demons, tasmin, that, kalase, jug, amrita bhajane, containing nectar, visana manasa, aggrieved in mind, deva, all the demigods, harim, unto the Supreme Lord, saranam, to take shelter, ayayu, went. Translation. When the jug of nectar was carried off by the demons, the demigods were morose. Thus they sought shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, hari. Text 37. Iti tadanyam alokya bhagavan brita kamakrit makridyata mitoritamva sadyayise swamayaya. Synonyms. Iti, in this way, tat, of the demigods, danyam, moroseness, alokya, seeing, bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, brita kamakrit, who is always ready to fulfill the desires of his servant, makidyata, do not be aggrieved, mita, by a quarrel, artam, to get nectar, for all of you, so that ye say, I shall execute Svamaya by my own energy. Translation, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always desires to fulfill the ambitions of his devotees, saw that the demigods were morose, he said to them, quote, do not be aggrieved. By my own energy I shall bewilder the demons and by creating a quarrel among them. In this way I shall fulfill your desires to have the nectar, end quote. Text 38, Mita Kalara Bhutesham Tad Arte Tarsha Chetasam Aham Purvam Natvam iti prabho. Synonyms. Mita, among themselves, Kali, disagreement and quarrel, adbut, there was. Tesham, of all of them, tat arte, for the sake of the net of nectar, tarsha chetasam, bewildered in heart and soul by the illusory energy of Vishnu. Aham, I, purvam, first. Na, not, tvam, you, iti, thus, prabho, O king. Translation, O king, a quarrel then arose among the demons over who would get the nectar first. Each of them said, quote, you cannot drink first, I must drink first, me first, not you, end quote. Purport, this is a symptom of demons. The first concern of a non-devotee is how to enjoy his personal sense gratification at once, whereas the devotee's first concern is to satisfy the Lord. This is the distinction between the non-devotee and the devotee. In this material world, since most people are non-devotees, they regularly compete, fight, disagree, and war among themselves, for everyone wants to enjoy and satisfy his own senses. Therefore, unless such demons become Krishna conscious and are trained to satisfy the senses of the Lord, there can be no question of peace in human society or any society, even that of the demigods. The demigods and devotees, however, always surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord, and thus the Lord is always anxious to satisfy their ambitions. While the demons fight to satisfy their own senses, devotees engage in devotional service to satisfy the senses of the Lord. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement must be alert in regard to this point, and then their preaching of the Krishna consciousness movement will be successful. Text 39 and 40. Devasvam bhagam arhanti ye tulyayasa hetava satra yaga evaitasmin esa dharma sanatana iti svan pratyasedan vai daityeta jata matsara durbala prabalam rajan gahita kalasan mahu. Synonyms. Deva, the demigods, Svabhagam, their own share, Ahanti, deserve to take, yea, all of them who, Tulya Asaya Hetava, who made an equal endeavor, Satra Yage, in the performance of sacrifices, Eva, similarly, Etasmin, in this matter, Esha, this, Dharma, religion, Sanatana, eternal, Iti, thus, Svan, among themselves, Pratyashidan, forbade one another, Vai, indeed, Daityetya, the sons of Jata Matsara, envious, Durlaba, weak, Prabalan, by force, Rajan, O king, Grihita, possessing, Kalasan, the jug containing nectar, Muhu, constantly. Translation, some of the demons said, quote, all the demigods have taken part in churning the ocean of milk. Now, as everyone has an equal right to partake in any public sacrifice, according to the eternal religious system, it is befitting that the demigods now have a share of the nectar, end quote. O king, in this way, the weaker demons forbade the stronger demons from taking the nectar. Purport. Desiring to take the nectar, those among the demons who were less strong spoke in favor of the demigods. The weaker daityas naturally pleaded on behalf of the demigods to stop the stronger daityas from drinking the nectar without sharing it. In this way, disagreement and trouble arose as they forbade one another to drink the nectar. Text 41 through 46. Etasmin antare Vishnu sarvopaya vidishvara yosi drupam anirdeshyam dadhara paramadbhutam praksani yot palasyaman sarvavayava sundaram samana karna baranam sukha palon nasananam Navayovana Nirvita Stanabara Krishodaram Mukamo Danuraktali Jankarod Vignatul Lochanam Bibratsuktesabarena Malam Utpala Malikam Sugrivas Kantabaranam Subajan Gada Busitam Vira Jambara Sambita Nitambadvipasodhya Kanshya Pravila Sadvalgu Chalacharananuparam Savrida Smitaviksipa Bruvila Savalokanai Daitya Yuta Pacheta Shu Kamam Udi Payan Mahu. Synonyms. Etasmin antare, after this incident, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Sarva Upayavit, one who knows how to deal with different situations, Ishvara, the Supreme Controller, Yoshit Rupam, the form of a beautiful woman, Andira Desham, no one could ascertain who she was, Dadhara assumed Parama, supremely, Adbhutam, wonderful, Prakshaniya, pleasing to look at, Utpala Shyamam, blackish like a newly grown lotus, Sarva all, Avyava, parts of the body, Sundaram, very beautiful, Samana, equally adjusted, Karna Abharanam, ornament to the on the ornaments on the ears, Sukapala, very beautiful cheeks, Unana Anas Ananam, raised nose on her face, Navayovana, newly youthful, Nivritastana, breasts not agitated, Bara, weight, Kshara, very lean and thin, Udaram, waist, Mukha, face, Amoda, creating pleasure, Anurakta, attracted, Ali, bumblebees, Jankara, making a humming sound, Udvigna, from anxiety, Lochanam, her eyes, Bibrat, moving, Sukesha Barna, by the weight of beautiful hair, Malam, a flower garland, Utpala Malikam, made of fully grown Malika flowers, Sugriva, a nice neck, Kanta Abharanam, an ornamented with beautiful jewelry, Sobuja, very beautiful arms, Angada Busitam, decorated with bangles, Viraja Ambara, very clean cloth, Sambita, spread, Nitamba, breast, Dvipa, appearing like an island, Sobhaya, by such beauty, Kanshya, but the belt on the waist, Puvilasat, spreading over, Valgu, very beautiful, Chalacharananuparam, moving ankle bells, Savrida Smita, smiling with shyness, Vikshipta, glancing, Bruvilasa, activities of the eyebrows, Avalokanai, glancing over, Daityutapa, the leaders of the demons, Chetasu, in the core of the heart, Kamam, lusty desire, Udipayat, awakening, Mahu, constantly. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who can counteract any unfavorable situation, then assumed the form of an extremely beautiful woman. This incarnation as a woman, Mohini Murti, was most pleasing to the mind. Her complexion resembled in color the newly grown blackish lotus, and every part of her body was beautifully situated. Her ears were equally decorated with earrings. Her cheeks were very beautiful. Her nose was raised and her face full of youthful luster. Her large breasts made her waist seem very thin. Attracted by the aroma of her face and body, bumblebees hummed around her, and thus her eyes were restless. Her hair, which was extremely beautiful, was garlanded with Malika flowers. Her attractively constructed neck was decorated with a necklace and other ornaments. Her arms were decorated with bangles. Her body was covered with a clean sari, and her breasts seemed like islands in an ocean of beauty. Her legs were decorated with ankle bells because of the movements of her eyebrows. As she smiled with shyness and glanced over the demons, all the demons were saturated with lusty desires, and every one of them desired to possess her. Purport. Because of the Supreme Lord's assuming the form of a beautiful woman to arouse the lusty desires of the demons, a description of her complete beauty is given here. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, "The Churning of the Milk Ocean," end quote.